Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm excited to let you know about my latest devotional book, Keeping Hope Alive: Devotions for Strength in the Storm. It contains 90 short devotions that provide encouragement for minds on overload. It's available on my website, gracefox.com, and wherever Christian books are sold. And now, after the short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 48:9.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 48:9. Oh God, we meditate on your unfailing love as we worship in your temple. When I was a child, the church my family attended held Sunday services both in the morning and the evening. One of the things I enjoyed most about the evening service was a popcorn testimony time. I bet I know what you're thinking, but sorry, it had nothing to do with snacks in church. During those services, we'd sing a verse of a hymn, and then the pastor would call out someone's name. That person would pop up and say a sentence or two about how he'd experienced God's love in recent days. When he finished, he'd call out the name of another person in the room. That person then popped up and shared a sentence or two on the same topic, and so the service continued. People may have arrived at the church feeling like they were carrying the weight of the world, but they always left feeling encouraged and inspired, ready to go out and face their challenges with renewed hope and strength after meditating on the Heavenly Father's love. Now picture the Israelites gathered in the temple for a worship service at the time this psalm was written. They too meditated on God's love. In this context, the word meditate means to compare or to liken, especially in regard to dealings in the past. So this verse refers to the Israelites comparing stories of God's dealing with his people in the past to what they were experiencing now in the present. Some theologians believe the people may have been meditating on King Jehoshaphat's miraculous victory against hostile nations as told in 2 Chronicles 20. When the king heard about enemy armies approaching, he sought the Lord's guidance and commanded everyone in Judah to fast. Together they cried to God in prayer and acknowledged their reliance on him for help. In the end, a worship team led Israel's army to the battlefield. The moment they began singing praises to God, he turned the enemy soldiers against each other. The battle ended before Israel's warriors showed up. Meditating on God's love revealed in the past always brings encouragement into our present situation. No doubt the people doing the meditating found their courage renewed and strength restored as they recalled God's rescue mission for their ancestors. They knew he'd rush to their rescue then, and he would rise to defend them again now. As believers today, we can practice meditating on God's love by recalling the ways in which he's demonstrated his care for us in the past. I keep a journal in which I write the things he's done, and it does my heart good to review those lists. some contain examples more significant than others, like when he healed my infant daughter from a life-threatening heart defect, or the time he spared me and my husband when we were involved in a car crash on a dark and rainy night. Our car was totaled, but we walked away uninjured. Or when there was a postal strike before the days of e-transfers and online payments, and our ministry donors' checks were delayed. Without those donor checks, we ran out of money for food, and our cupboard and fridge were nearly bare. But God sent a family to visit us one afternoon. They brought us several bags filled with staples and treats because they sensed the Lord telling them to do so, not because they knew about our plight. Whenever I face circumstances that feel frightening or uncertain, I meditate on God's love shown to me in the past, and I know everything's going to be okay. My situation might not turn out the way I'd hope or expect, but I can trust God even when it's hard because I know He loves me. I also meditate or ponder deeply on scripture that teaches me about God's love. For instance, Romans 8, 38 and 39 are a great place to start. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that's revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. God's love for us never fails. Taking time to meditate on it stirs our hearts to worship. The more we let the truth about it fill our minds, the more we understand that we have nothing to fear. Let's pray. God, thank you for loving us with a love that knows no limits or timeline. Help us better understand its scope. Give us a glimpse of its depth, width, and height, and then grant us the ability to live from its truth. Help us to create space to meditate on your love. We are grateful, and we are indebted to you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.